Sports Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. It's a persistent little...
persistent pecker. Ducky.
Hurry up and give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
Give us a call, and if for some reason you can't, you can always click the Contact Us button on the eBay radio player and send email, and we're happy to look it over and do our best to do it over the air.
Yeah.
Griff, the eBay Main Street wants us to mention again that the Trump administration has urged the U.S. Supreme Court to let state and local governments collect billions of dollars in sales taxes from online retailers. They took the side, the Trump administration has taken the side of traditional retailers, the brick and mortar. The administration said Monday that the court should uphold a South Dakota law that would collect sales taxes from internet retailers, even if they don't have brick and mortar stores located in the state. And the government said the court might have to overturn a 1992 ruling that said states couldn't force merchants to collect taxes unless they have a physical presence there.
Yeah, this is, well.
The justices are scheduled to hear arguments on April 17th, and a ruling is expected by late June. So to let your voice be heard on this important matter, go to ebaymainstreet.com. When you get there, you can email your representatives with just a couple of clicks. I think you put in your zip code or something. Join eBay Main Street to stay abreast of this and other important legislative issues affecting your e-commerce business. That's ebaymainstreet.com. This is so important. I guess you guys are talking about it there at eBay, huh, Griff?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It's a biggie.
Yeah, it is. And we'll see how it plays out. That's a lot of precedents, legal precedents, to overturn. That would basically just wipe out the entire concept of nexus.
Yeah.
Probably a slippery slope. I mean, I think that the smarter way of doing this, if it has to be done, is a national sales tax, which then you can't really argue with a national sales tax. So if that was to pass, well, you know, federal government supremacy, all that. But, this just seems to me to be like a Pandora's box. Number one, what's the cutoff? What's the gross sale cutoff, if any? Can you imagine doing this to mom and pops, having to remit sales tax to, some, like Iowa or someplace? Let's just see how this plays out.
It's poopy.
No editorializing on my
poopy.
Part.
It's poopy. Is what
poopy?
It is.
Is that
it's
your
poopy.
Editorializing?
That's my editorializing. It's poopy.
It's poopy.
Bev in Salem, New Hampshire, known as Fancy Vintage Collectibles, is on the line with this Griff.
Oh, Salem, New Hampshire. You know what's in Salem, New Hampshire?
What?
Yeah.
Canobie Lake Park.
Yeah.
That's where I spent many a summer. Yeah. When I was a child.
Spent a lot of summers there, huh, Griff?
Yeah.
Bev, what's your question or comment?
Secret Void.
Oh, the Secret Void.
Oh, you got... Wait a minute. Yeah. I forgot we were playing it. It's been so long. Let me go back a few show sheets here and see if I can find it, because I'm not so sure I remember what the Secret Void is. Hold on. It's way back. I mean, it was a long time. There it is. Okay. I got it. So what do you think it is?
I think it's chariantism.
Yeah, Yay. It's good enough.
Hooray! That's it. What does it mean?
Oh, it's kind of it's a compliment. Disguised as a compliment.
It's an insult. Right.
It's what we used to call a backhanded compliment or something.
Something Betty White did all the time in the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh yes, she was excellent at
it. She was
wasn't
good at
she?
That. Yeah.
With a smile on her face the whole time. Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So it's an artfully veiled insult.
And
chariantism.
There was a really popular one in the antiques business that a friend of mine used to use. So some antique dealer would show another antique dealer something they just bought that was really atrocious. And the older antique dealer, who's very polite, would say, oh, well, you'll do well with that.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So guess what? You won some swag. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to give you yet. But it'll be something you'll just love. All you have to do is send me an email at griff@ebay.com with your shipping address, street address, not a P.O. box, and I'll send you something that'll knock your socks off.
We're having a blizzard today here. It's really something.
It's a blizzard, I know. I'm going to send you a parka.
Oh, a parka.
And a shovel. Yeah. And a discount coupon for the local packy.
Oh, great. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Thanksgiving coming up.
Going to
celebrate.
I know. It's New England. They know how to do it.
You know, it's funny when you move to different places, they have, you know, they have all of this history that you don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
I was on the radio doing country music in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, my first week there.
Mm-hmm.
And people started calling in and saying, hey, DQ opens next week.
Yeah, Dairy Queen. That's what we
I had
it.
No idea
what
they
that
meant.
In Lawrence.
But it was such a big deal when the DQ opened.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Where I came from, it was opened all year round.
Well, not for us.
Yeah, it was so exciting when the DQ opened. So, Bev, how long have you been selling on eBay?
Well, I've been selling since 1998, but I came back because I had to take a year off for health reasons like everybody else this year.
Yeah.
So I just reopened my store yesterday, and I'm sitting now. So here I go again.
So it's
but I love eBay.
Fancy vintage collectibles.
Fancies with an S. Fancies,
oh, that's where I'm going fancy. Wrong. I
yeah.
couldn't find you.
Yes.
So it's fancy with an S. Okay.
Yeah, fancies, vintage collectibles. You won't see anything in my store yet.
Okay. You're just coming back to us. Oh, I'm
yes,
so happy. And you're listening to our show. That's wonderful.
Oh, I love it. It's so much changes in a year. I couldn't believe it. All the changes. But you guys, it's priceless. It's a show because you fill us in. I love it.
Bev, thank you so much for your call today.
Okay. Thanks, Bev.
Yeah. Don't forget to send him the email so you can get your prize.
Yeah.
Griff@ebay.com,
yeah. So there's a very famous old style amusement park outside of Salem on Canobie Lake called the Canobie Lake Park, and it's where I went to my very first rock and roll concert when I was
really
like,
what
I
was it
11 years old. It was Sonny and Cher. They were just breaking out, and there's a very famous story where the mafia used to have some connection to Canobie Lake Park. But they had a big ballroom where they'd book acts, and they booked this act before they were famous. And from the time they booked them until the time they were supposed to appear, they suddenly became huge stars with "I Got You, Babe." And they were supposed to, I guess they were getting paid like $10,000, but they asked for like 50 or something. And they said, no, you're going to show up, and you're going to honor your contract. Or something very unpleasant's going to happen to you. And they put on a great show. I remember being just blown away how cool it all was. But.
So do they still have amusement park there? Do they still have rides and stuff?
Yeah, I think it's still there. I don't know if the ballroom's still there, but, you know, things change over time.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's still there.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
We'd love to take your call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And we did receive a contact us from Brandon of Blaine, Washington.
Okay. What
known
does he
on
say?
eBay as Jeb Sales, J-E-B Sales. Question, is there an option to do free returns domestically only?
Not currently, but there will be at the end of May, early June, when the free returns program goes, you know, the new simplified returns. That you'll be able to indicate separate return policies for international and domestic. So, and your top-rated seller requirement for the top-rated plus per listing for the 10% final value fee discount is only going to be for domestic items anyway. You only have to offer free returns for domestic items, not for international sales. So yeah, you'll be able, currently, you can't do that. You can't set two different policies, but in the, starting in June, you will be. Out of all the changes, I think that's one of the best. Actually.
Great.
Just me.
Yeah. Great. That's good.
Yeah.
Our
good.
Phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. If you'd like to give us a call, or you can click on that contact us button and we're happy to take your call. We had some things to do here, but we don't have time to do them. Juggling too much. We were supposed to do that.
Oh, juggling. Yeah. Yeah.
Juggling. Well, maybe we can do that Thursday.
Yeah,
I think right, because so. We'll be back on Thursday.
Yes.
eBay Germany has some news, though.
Oh, what is that news, Lee?
Okay, there are some interesting changes in overseas eBay spring seller releases, which frequently foreshadow things to come.
Oh, yeah?
At eBay.com. Can't count on it, but eBay Plus is a subscription program for buyers in Germany that promises fast and free premium shipping, simple free returns, and premium customer service. Sellers benefit from better visibility and eBay paid returns. And when processing all eBay Plus orders on the same working day, sellers receive an additional 20% discount on final value fees.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
The program was trialed in May of 2015. And it had launched in September of that year, and up until now, sellers have had to promise to ship same day for orders placed before 2 p.m. and the next day for orders placed later in the day, as well as being top-rated. But now, as announced in their latest German seller release, eBay's going to relax the shipping requirements and invite more sellers to join.
Oh, that's very cool.
It could happen here next.
It could. You're right. We'll keep an eye on that. This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, today's closing segment of eBay Radio. Don't miss it.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
As an eBay seller, you've got a lot to keep up with. That's why it pays to read TameBay. For more than a decade, TameBay has been bringing you daily must-read news from online marketplaces worldwide. And that's just for starters. TameBay also provides how-to guides, up-to-the-minute videos, and insightful ebooks, all with an eye towards enabling you to make your e-commerce business as profitable as possible. Because TameBay founders Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson know firsthand what it takes to succeed on eBay and elsewhere. Sign up for a free membership to access all that TameBay has to offer, including the TameBay Guide, a comprehensive directory of tools and services that can help you sell more online. For up-to-date e-commerce news and content from all around the globe, go to TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 436.
Returns are all a part of selling on eBay. John Lawson is CEO of Colderice Media and known on eBay as Shoestring King. He offers one solution to your return policy, expanding the return deadline.
Yeah. Tell them to up it. Tell them I want them to up it to 120 days. I'm going to take return up to 120 days. You know why? Because every day that person walks by that thing, they're going to be like, I got 6 months to get that thing back to you. I got 4 months to get that thing back. I got 3 months to get that thing back. Oh, you know what? It's been 6 months. I totally forgot to return that thing. Dang.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Well,
Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And today's closing segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Always, I'm there. So you go. So you start first. That way I can play off my New England stuff.
Okay, so the first thing I want to say is if you'd love to meet up with fellow eBay sellers in your neck of the woods, you can check out the eBay Radio Seller Events calendar. It's located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. Just go to ebayradio.com, click past episodes in the right-hand sidebar to get to the eBay Radio Archives, then find Seller Events under the Seller Resources up at the top. Click on the event's name to see all the details, including a link to the event page. Griff, something's wrong with my computer. You're going to have to start reading them because it did not come up for me all of a sudden.
Well, the Chicago area eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup, and they are one rowdy bunch, starts on, is going to take place Wednesday, March 14th, starting at 6 p.m. and going to 9 p.m. That's 3 hours at Jimmy's Char House, where they have some excellent steaks. It's in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. And the topic is pulling ahead in eBay sales, some awesome tips that work to increase your sales. The presenter is eBay educator, top-rated seller Kathy Terrell via Skype.
You're going to have to keep reading, honey.
And then the New England eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup will happen Tuesday, March 20th, 2018, from 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Roundabout Diner Lounge in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. The topic is an evening with Griff via Skype. I got to put that in my calendar so I don't forget it. That's me, Jim Griff, seller engagement, communication, and education at eBay and host of eBay Radio. And it's usually just a fun Q&A session. And sometimes I even open the kimono a peek.
Oh, I would like to see that.
A little bit. Just a little bit.
Okay, keep reading.
The Bay Area eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen Tuesday, March 27, 2018 at 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. here at eBay headquarters in San Jose, California, Building 7, the Big Apple Conference Room. The topic is image search and updates to eBay Mobile, plus the advantage of having a store. The speaker will be Melissa Ojeda, the Manager of Technology Communications at eBay. So, and I think we're going to record that. We're going to video it and then put together a video that we can share with other meetups that they want to show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Then on April 27th, the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup is happening from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. The topics include e-commerce news and updates, Q&A, and two featured speakers, Griff, not just one, but two.
Two, count them.
Yeah, Robin Bird, major account manager for Pitney Bowes, and top-rated seller Dana Crawford, and this will be a jam-packed meeting. So RSVP ASAP and plan to arrive early to get a seat.
Otherwise, you'll be standing up there, at the Eaton Park restaurant.
There you have it. And again, if you would like to, if you've got a seller event and you'd like for us to add it to the calendar, you need to click on Submit a Seller Event in the upper right-hand corner of any of our archives page. Then just fill out the web form and we'll add you to the calendar right away. We do keep it up to date.
Yeah, we do.
Pretty darn well, as a matter of fact.
I think so.
Yes. So what is your day like today at eBay?
It's mostly just, so we did a, we filmed the video for the last week of boot camp this morning, and that went well. So my radio room is turning into a video radio room. We have video camera setups and it's changing a little bit. And then I do the radio show. Now I have to go, let's see, I'm going to go pick up Howie and, then go home for an evening of quiet blood cleansing, otherwise known as home hemodialysis.
And you guys will watch TV while you're doing it, right?
We order some food in. He sleeps a lot because he's, back at work is exhausting him a little
I'm
bit.
Sure.
So, we started, doing the hemodialysis with him in his little bed instead of the recliner, and it works out fine. It's perfectly okay.
So what do you, order from, like, DoorDash?
DoorDash, yeah. Mm-hmm. DoorDash is cool. We have some favorites, and it's so convenient. Although I think tonight our new roommate's going to cook, so that we have a new roommate who's living with us to help out with chores around the house and stuff. So,
And Howie too, right? A little bit.
Well, mostly with Howie, not for me, but you know, we did it as a trial, but he's really cool. It's working out great, and it's kind of fun having him there. And he's Puerto Rican by descent, so the food he cooks is unbelievable.
Oh, you know my name, Maribel, is Puerto Rican.
I
was married to him for 10 years. The food is excellent.
Oh, tostados.
Oh.
Lots of chicken and
red
rice.
Red beans and rice.
Oh, red beans. Oh, it's just all wonderful. Yeah. It's so delicious.
Oh.
That's all it takes. Just cook a meal in your mind forever.
Call DoorDash or have your new renter do it.
No, he's cooking.
Oh, good.
So that'll be fun. Okay. And, getting ready for Wednesday, which, Wednesdays are our live streaming video broadcasts that start at...
What time is that?
It starts at 12:30 Pacific, and you can view it now both on the eBay for Business Facebook page and in the community for the weekly chat, that same weekly chat with staff. We embed it there as it's streaming, and then the videos are also accessible. So we're now streaming both to eBay and to the eBay for Business Facebook pages.
That's wonderful, and I'd also like to have you remember, we mentioned it at the beginning of the show, eBay Open 2018 in Las Vegas, baby. The registration is happening on the 22nd of March.
Please do not book your hotels until registration opens.
Please.
You're going to miss out on the deals, and you don't know the venue.
I will tell you a little secret though, Griff.
What's that?
Okay, I can't promise it, but a lot of times they will change you over to the eBay price.
Well, okay, but why go through that?
If you do, you know, book just early.
All good things come to those who can wait.
You got
this
it.
This segment was brought to you by Bulk. We'll see you on Thursday for Ask Griffin Lee.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
USPS has a lot of great ways to ship your stuff. Here at Stamps.com, we support them all. Stamps.com was the first company to be approved by the U.S. Postal Service for buying and printing postage online. And in our 20-plus years, we've learned a lot about eBay sellers. And we know that deciding which shipping option is the best for each package can be tough. That's where we can really help. Stamps.com's best rate comparison engine automatically picks the lowest cost USPS option for your package, making sure you never overpay for postage. If you're new to Stamps.com, we invite you to try our 4-week trial. We'll even throw in a free 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. So, the next time you need to figure out the best way to ship your package, remember Stamps.com. Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.